In the same way that their flight techniques, wings, and other features are really quite amazing, so the decorative features of birds' bodies are also particularly eye-catching. Male birds use these striking colors and patterns to attract females. These patterns are true works of art, none of which can be accounted for by chance. In order for these patterns to emerge, every single feather has been given its own color and pattern. That leads in turn to these wonderful designs. There is a special code in the cells of the creature which is programmed to form these patterns. The color of every feather, at what point on it the color will begin to change, and what shade that color will begin with are individually coded in the genes. Chance has absolutely no place in this splendid design. No coincidence could ever draw these wondrous designs on a peacock's feathers. And it is for these very reasons that Charles Darwin, the founder of the theory of evolution, which seeks to account for the origins of living things in terms of coincidence, was always greatly perturbed by peacock feathers. In a letter to his friend, Asa Gray, Darwin admitted, "The sight of a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me sick." The fact is that no one who examines living things without prejudice could possibly be made uneasy by peacock feathers or other examples of perfect design. All of them contain an important message that needs to be understood by people of intelligence. It is Allah, Lord of infinite might and knowledge, who created all living things. Every living thing reveals to us examples of the art of his creation. One verse of the Quran says, "He is Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Giver of Form. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise."